there are also synthwave composers that have made that jump. I mean, Mitch Murder did Kung Fury, and I assume he's doing the new Kung Fury. I would say, like, have a voice and have an identity within your music. That's number one. And then number two is be open to kind of experimenting with newer things. Don't if you have a synthwave project, don't feel like I only can score things as that synthwave project. You can do what I did, which was like DAD was a part of my identity, but it wasn't my full identity. And I was able to utilize information from my DAD years and put that into my artistic work, like professional artistic work. Be open to any type of project. It could be like a very indie comedy or a short or an animated short or something. And if you're interested in scoring, put scoring above synthwave. But then also, like, if you see a cool project that maybe someone is talking about that is kind of within your grasp, like maybe someone on Twitter, like an indie director. I say indie because you're probably going to have to start small unless you have a bud who blew up and decides to take you with him or her. Mm-hmm. Score anything that gets put in front of you, like any type of friend short or an animated Kickstarter you find. I used to email Kickstarters and just be like, hey, do you need a composer? Like, I used to be like that. And I did a bunch of stuff from doing that. And that was just for me to, like, get more, like, work. But also, they didn't pay well. So it was really for portfolio building and figuring out my own workflow and just getting better at that. It's just practice. So I would just say, yeah, those three things. Find your identity. Be open to trying like new or different types of things, and then proactively like seeking out work and not letting work just fall into your lap, because it rarely ever happens like that.
Aside from like the networking.
Yeah.
I mean,
networking sucks. Yeah.
They say like, the whole Hollywood thing is it's about who you know. That sounds like that's pretty true when
it's super true.
Yeah.
It's incredibly true. Everyone kind of gets their start by having someone kind of trust you and like giving you an opportunity and then seizing that opportunity, right? Like, it sounds like a cliche, but like Chris Beck hired me as an intern and I got lucky because I was in the right place at the right time. But then I kind of seized that opportunity. I was like, I got to put everything into this and learning the craft. And then John, Josh, and Hayden took a pretty big risk, I would say, in hiring Leo and I, because we didn't have that many credits. But we had worked on all this stuff with Chris, so we knew in ourselves that we could do this. But you just need someone to like let you do it. They need to give you the chance. And I'm still finding that. Like, I still, in order for me to kind of get to that next tier, I need someone to give me a shot. And Cobra Kai has been an amazing calling card, and it can get you in a meeting. And people have watched it. People used to just know about it and not watch it, but now people have watched it.
Isn't it the number one show?
It was the number one show on Netflix in the world for like 5 days, but in the US, it just passed some record today. It is now in the all-time top 10 of shows that have been in the top 10 for a long time. So it's number three right now in the US, and it's almost been a month out. So it's cool. Yeah, it's doing well. It's doing well. And it's fun to like see people on Twitter that I follow kind of talking about it. And I love hockey and the LA Kings. And I see like people with the Kings organization talking about it. And that's like where I get like really nerded out. And I'm like obsessed with it. But I've seen like artists talking about it that I like. And that's cool. That makes me feel good.
That's awesome. Well, it's been an honor talking to you.
Well, thank you for having me. I really enjoy talking to you, and I like Night Ride, so I'm happy to do it.
You know, I used to be a DAD fan. Now I'm a Zach Robinson fan.
I love it. It's the rebrand, taking control.
Whatever you do, wherever you go.
I'm excited for you to check out Supermotives. If, you know, yeah. being a DAD fan, I think you'll like some of it.
Definitely. What do we want to play out with? We didn't play Like a Dance yet. I know I promised Sky High.
Yeah, play Sky High. That's one of my faves.
All right. This is DAD with Sky High. Thank you so much, Zach. Have
Thank
a good
you.
Night.
You too.
That was D.A.D. with Sky High. And I've got one more song for you. But before then, I need to say farewell and good night. My name is Karin Zoe Lee. You've been listening to Night Ride FM. And hopefully the server issues haven't messed with you too much. Sorry for anybody trying to get into chat that couldn't. It kicked me out too. It happens sometimes, you know. We're entirely self-funded, you know. We are our troubleshooters. So, that song that Zach and I were talking about, Like a Dance from the Cobra Kai original score, I wanted to play that for you before we round it out tonight. So here it is, Like a Dance from the Cobra Kai Season 2 soundtrack. And if you haven't watched it yet, I highly recommend it. Tomorrow is Bandcamp Friday. Remember to pick up the favorites on your wish list and try not to go broke. This is Like a Dance. Have a good night.